It's Monday, October 24th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On October 5th, the remaining 23 hostages kidnapped earlier this year from a train by the Islamic militant group Boko Haram were released to the Nigerian military, reports International Christian Concern. The prisoners were in the custody of the terror group for over 6 months. The attack took place on March 28th of this year, when Boko Haram militants ambushed the passenger train traveling from Abuja to Kaduna and took dozens of captives. On October 8th, a news blast from some unidentified investigative journalists began circling around WhatsApp groups, alleging that 101 Boko Haram terrorists that had been imprisoned since 2009 had just been released by the Nigerian government. It was also alleged that the Nigerian government granted the released Boko Haram terrorists amnesty. The news blast insinuated that the militants were released by the Nigerian government in exchange for the train hostages. However, the Nigerian government has denied that a swap occurred. The Nigerian government appears to be circumventing their very purpose as outlined in Romans 13:4. It says, "For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer." Steve Bannon, a longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, was sentenced Friday to serve 4 months behind bars after defying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th timeline at the U.S. Capitol, reports the Associated Press. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols allowed Bannon to stay free pending appeal, a potentially lengthy process, and also imposed a fine of $6,500 as part of the sentence. Bannon was convicted in July of 2 counts of contempt of Congress, one for refusing to sit for a deposition, and the other for refusing to provide documents. Nichols handed down the sentence after saying the law was clear that contempt of Congress is subject to a mandatory minimum sentence of at least 1 month behind bars. Bannon's lawyers had argued the judge could have sentenced him to probation instead. Prosecutors had asked for Bannon to be sent to jail for 6 months. Last Thursday, a federal judge sided with Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, opting to toss out a challenge to the state's law prohibiting sexual content in school curricula for young children, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Orlando-based U.S. District Judge Wendy Berger, a Trump appointee, handed down the 28-page decision on October 20th, denying a request for a preliminary injunction against Florida's Parental Rights in Education Act. Plaintiffs in the case had argued the law was intended to advance discrimination and could lead to the bullying of children with confused so-called gender identities. However, Berger noted that the plaintiffs have not pointed this court to any policy or procedure that they allege has resulted in an increase in bullying, end quote. Parents are advised to be extra vigilant this year in checking what their children bring home on Halloween, after agents in Los Angeles seized around 12,000 fentanyl pills packaged in several bags of candy, the latest incident of the deadly drug being disguised as something innocuous, reports the Christian Post. According to a statement from Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, a suspect carrying packages of fentanyl pills attempted to go through a TSA screening at Los Angeles International Airport on Wednesday, trying to sneak past screening and board a plane. Unbelievably, the deadly pills were inside what appeared to be regular packages of Sweet Tarts, Skittles, and Whoppers. Better yet, instead of celebrating the cutification of evil this Halloween, celebrate Reformation Day and Martin Luther's bold stand when he nailed the 95 Theses on the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany on October 31st, 1517. Luther challenged the Catholic Church to stop advocating a variety of unbiblical practices. Look at two special links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. One shows 7 ways to celebrate Reformation Day, and the other has some great craft ideas for younger kids. And if you insist on passing out candy, at least include some creative Christian tracks from Living Waters Ministry. And finally, a teenager in Long Island, New York, died earlier this month after reportedly jumping in front of an oncoming SUV, driving with no lights on to save his sister's life, reports FaithWire.com. Tyler Phillips, who died just days after his 13th birthday, is being hailed a hero by friends and loved ones who are mourning such a monumental loss. The accident unfolded on October 12th when he and his sister Crystal, also 13, were walking back from the park after dark at 7:30 p.m. to a shelter where they were living with their single mother. A family friend, Stephanie Campbell, said she witnessed the horror unfold as the Chevrolet Equinox hit the children, according to WNBC-TV.
The car hit her first. I guess he went to go jump and grab her, and it just took him. She said she watched him fly into the middle of the street, and she pulled him out the street. She called the ambulance. They told her to give him CPR, and that was it.
Tyler's mother described his injuries.
They tried to resuscitate him in an ambulance. He was gone for 30 minutes. They took him to Stony Brook Hospital. His vertebrae and his skull got separated. He has no brain function. He's gone.
To make matters worse, the SUV driver left the scene of the accident and is still at large. Speaking of her brother, Crystal said this.
He saved my life.
And Tyler's mother praised him.
He's a hero. And he'll always be a hero.
John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, October 24th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.